La Homa Field Day today, visiting with Keith Felty. He's the Wheat Growers Association president and also a wheat producer from Jackson County. So kind of talk to us a little bit what your crop looks like right now.
Well, our crop has been suffering pretty severely all growing season this year with drought and the dry weather conditions that we've been having.
Did you happen to catch any of that rain that some of the states saw throughout the last few weeks?
We've had two rain events in the last 7 days. One was a week ago Wednesday and then one this past Tuesday evening. Varied across the county as it usually does in our part of the state. I've heard from probably most everything got between the two, a half to maybe an inch and a half. And the kind of unfortunate thing in that is we were 105 to 107 3 days in a row with 40 mile an hour winds and like 8% humidity between them. So the first one was gone by the time the second one got there. But I do believe that wheat that was established early when we were moist in the middle part of October and still is viable, that this rain will be beneficial to help finish filling.
Well, so talk a little bit about, I've seen, you know, as we were driving in today, we've seen various varieties of how tall the wheat is and how it looks. Wheat heads look pretty good, but it's super short.
Yes, and that's a function to the weather and the growing conditions in season. You know, varieties are really starting to play a large role in what survived and what's still looking good and harvestable. And it's all, like you said, going to be short this year because of the growing conditions.
Compare this year's crop to what you've seen in the past few years. I know that Dr. Anderson has mentioned it, this one looks the worst since 2014, but you've been growing for a while, so what's your perspective?
This is definitely going to go down one of the worst ones in our area in southwest Oklahoma for sure. The rate of not making it to harvest is really high. There's a lot of it that's already been taken out, you know, some of it to non-emergence at all, to it came up and just didn't get enough adequate moisture and good growing conditions to survive, and it's going to be very limited, and a lot of people are getting concerned about being able to have their own self-stored seed wheat.
Well, I know also in your neck of the woods, you have some irrigation that usually comes from the lake, but without rain, we don't have that either.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. The lake there north of Altus is primarily for irrigation, and last summer we were fortunate that we got a little inflow in a wet July, which is relatively unusual, and we were able to go ahead and complete those summer crops last year. At this point, the conditions and the lake has not recharged appreciably at this point. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens. The long term doesn't look favorable for a good recharge this year.
So what advice would you have as a producer giving to producers right now when they're looking at the wheat?
Looking at the wheat, what now looks like wheat and will be harvestable, it's going to be down as far as yield and total production, but you know, price is going to help make up quite a bit for that this year, especially over where we've been the last few years. So that's a plus in what all's going on, and the overall, you know, the price is definitely going to help with this wheat harvest.
All right, sir, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.